Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. My name is Mike and I'm the college pastor at Symphony Church. Today we'll be reading Mark chapter 2, verses 13 to 17. Mark chapter 2, verses 13 to 17. He went out again beside the sea, and all the crowd was coming to him, and he was teaching them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi the son of Alphaeus sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as he reclined at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners were reclining with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." All right, so in our passage, we read about a guy named Levi. Levi was a man who was hated by the community because he was a tax collector. Just think about the IRS. You know, who likes the IRS? Nobody. Nobody likes the IRS. I mean, I recently got audited for 2018 tax return, and I was like, I don't even remember what I put down in my tax return, but it was a small fee that I had to pay for possibly something that I put down incorrectly. Anyways, for that reason alone, I don't really like the IRS. But that's their job, and that was Levi's job. Levi's job was to be a tax collector. His job was to collect taxes from the people in their community. And yet Jesus saw Levi. Jesus saw this man who most people despised. Most people didn't like Levi. Most people don't like tax collectors. Yet Jesus saw this man sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "You, Levi, follow me." And what's interesting is that Levi immediately rose and followed him. And they go to Levi's home, and Jesus ate in Levi's house. He ate with him, along with many other tax collectors and sinners. Now, in our passage, we see tax collectors and sinners together. And My understanding from a cultural standpoint is that tax collectors were seen to be as one of the prime folks who would be defined as sinners. Tax collectors were kind of in the same boat as prostitutes. And so tax collectors, prostitutes, all alike were sinners. And yet all other people, you know, they would perceive themselves to be not sinners, to be the righteous ones. And so, you know, Jesus is eating with these tax collectors and sinners. And this is a big deal. So much so that the scribes and the Pharisees said to his disciples, "Why does Jesus eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus hears it. Jesus heard what they asked, and he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." Now, little do the Pharisees and the scribes know, they probably could interpret Jesus' response as, you know, as a diss. You know, it could be a diss upon Levi and all tax collectors and sinners. They might say, "Oh yeah, I guess so. Like, Jesus came for sinners, Jesus came for the sick, but we're the righteous ones. We don't need Jesus." But I think what Jesus is actually doing, he's making a subtle comment about them as well. He's saying that Jesus came not to call the righteous, not to heal those who are not sick, but he came to those who are sick and sinners. Jesus came into this world so that all might hear the good news, might receive Jesus into their hearts and be saved. And this is what Jesus has been doing all throughout his earthly ministry so far, and he's going to continue to do this. He's going to continue to bring people to follow him. He's going to call those who are unlikely people, fishermen, tax collectors, to come and follow him, to learn from him. And I was really touched by this in modern day, just a few years ago. Actually, it's quite a while ago now, in 2012. I was in Cambodia, and I was working with a microfinance Christian organization. And one of the security guards there was actually a former Khmer Rouge soldier. If you don't know what the Khmer Rouge is, I encourage you to look it up. Google it, Khmer Rouge. But this guy was a former Khmer Rouge soldier. This was a time when there was a civil war in Cambodia. He was killing fellow Cambodians. Men, women, children. People who were former Khmer Rouge are looked down upon today. Yet, this guy was hired by a Christian microfinance organization to be their security guard. And throughout that process, he had actually received Jesus into his heart. Even people like him, Jesus sees him. Jesus called this man to come and follow him. And this ex-Khmer Rouge soldier gave up everything. He immediately rose and said, "Okay, I'm going to follow you, Jesus." There's so many more people like this, I'm sure, in the world today. People who are outcasts in society. People who are looked down upon and despised by their community. Yet Jesus looks upon them and he says, "Follow me." And just think about your own life. How did Jesus call you? Let's refrain from having the attitude of the Pharisees and the scribes, where we think that we are the righteous ones, where we think that we have no need of Jesus. But don't let this illusion take over. We are the sick and we are sinners in need of God's grace. And let's continue to come before the throne of God, the throne of grace, with confidence, knowing that the blood of Jesus has washed away our sins, knowing that he has made a way for us to come to our Father in heaven. The Lord Jesus calls upon you each day. Follow me. Let's pray that we can follow him today. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today, and God, we thank you for your son Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that he looked upon Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth, and said, "Follow me." Thank you, Lord, that you look upon us. Even though, Lord, some of us may feel like we are outcasted by society, we are looked down upon. Perhaps what we do for our career, what we do for our jobs, is not the most glorified career. Yet you call upon us and say, "Follow me." You have called not the righteous, but sinners. You have come not to those who are in no need of a physician, but to those who are sick. God, we are in need of your daily grace. So Lord, come and have your way in our life. And Lord, we want to say to you today, "Yes, I will follow you." Help us to do that today by the power of your Holy Spirit. We pray all these things in your son's name. Amen. Thank you for joining our devotional. I hope that today you can follow Jesus wholeheartedly with passion and zeal for the Lord. Hope you'll join us tomorrow. Have a great day.